Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
Legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.
MrSkin.com.
Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Welcome to episode 76 of the Mr. Skin Podcast, sponsored by Stream8.com. They are the global leader in live streaming, with the hottest porn stars and amateurs broadcasting live from their bedroom to yours. Stream8 creates a totally unique and intimate experience where you get to direct the show however you want. With an endless variety of performers, you're sure to find your perfect match on Stream8.com. Hey, Skin, how's it going, love?
Hey, Andrea. Yes, Stream8, thank you so much for sponsoring. And it's going to be a fun episode today, Andrea, because it's something I love and I know you love also. We have a common interest
in
these.
What could that be?
Yeah. Well, I say
something
like...
titillating?
Yeah, you know, it's the end of the year. It's I like to do my lists, and one of the top 10 lists I wanted to do... Now, I did the top 10 best nude scenes of the year, of course, and what I haven't done... And some of these were, but a lot of them weren't in my top 10 nude scenes of 2017. Today, Andrea, I'm going to do the top 10 breasts. Who had the best racks in 2017? I'm really excited about this.
Yeah. This is going to be tough because there was a lot of phenomenal nudity. You know, we've had amazing full frontals and some A-listers and some no names, but like some really good boobs popping up on the small and big screen. I am like really intrigued as to where this list could possibly go. A lot of variety.
As you know, boobs are every guy's first nudity love. Now, they're inherently fun, even though they come in all different shapes, sizes, and colors. They all share some instantly exciting traits. They bounce, they swing, they all have a unique set of nips, which we'll be analyzing in detail today. And they, it's a fun list. And I consider myself a connoisseur of the boob. When people ask me, are you an ass guy? Are you a boob guy? I'm always a boob guy. I'm just love boobs, and I love famous boobs. It's the ultimate high for any horny guy, but especially for me. I love it. So,
I'm excited then. So should we start at 10 and work our way up?
Yeah, let's go start with my... Now, these are the best breasts. Now, and this also, I should say, my content department helped with this list too. And some of these names you might remember from... my top 10 nude scenes of the year, but a lot of these girls you're not going to know. And go, you know, to our website and check it out. And trust us, you're going to love these racks. So anyway, let me start at my best celebrity breasts of 2010. And obviously, Andrea, you had to show them to make this list. So,
of course.
Alexandra Daddario, not on the list, not because she doesn't have the best breasts. She just didn't show them. So I should say the best celebrity breasts that you actually saw.
This year.
Yeah, this year. So number 10 is Kristen Stewart in Personal Shopper. And what I was saying earlier about boobs come in all different shapes and sizes. And now I personally am more of a D cup natural guy. That's like my sweet
you
spot.
Don't say,
I'll settle.
Skin. I think
I'll
every man
settle.
Is natural.
I'll
D-cup.
Settle for C's, but but Kristen Stewart.
You are such a
yeah. I know. Kristen Stewart's more of an A to a B, but really great,
A+.
Beautiful body and a great. Just great rack. Really happy with Kristen's, not only her nude scene in Personal Shopper, but how her rack look. And you know, like, she's an A cup. Whoa, what was that? Could you hear that?
No.
Oh, okay. It was some craziness going on here. But you know, like I said, she's more on the small size, but perfect boobs and loved them. And she came in at number 10 on my celebrity boob list of the year.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned they do come in all different shapes and sizes, but they do have those things that we love about them. You could have such a fun time with these. You know, they're small, but they will serve their purpose to be amazing and bring that femininity and that beauty. And yeah, she's got great nips and they're super perky and very shockingly and pleasantly surprised by her cute little boobies. So yeah. Good on you, Skin. I'm happy and pleased with number 10.
Yeah, I love it. Now, number 9 on my best boobs of 2017 is Lily James. Lily James in The Exception. And she was one of my also best nude scenes of the year. But rack-wise, you know, she was Downton Abbey's Lady Rose. And here you see her in full bloom. They're like perfectly round, perfect. They defy gravity. I mean, she is just an incredible rack. And Lily James in The Exception is number 9.
No, they're amazing. They're big. They're full. They're glorious. And her skin is just so flawless. Now, am I tripping or do I see a pearl necklace?
No, you don't see a pearl necklace.
I was trying to be nasty, but there. I think she is wearing a pearl necklace. Oh, so if you ever wanted to fantasize, and
see wait a second, James, you got me there. I was like, I had to.
You're like, there's
put
no
on my reading
on
glasses. I had to put on my reading glasses.
No, but she's so pretty, and you know what an incredible body she has. You know, we've talked about her butt in depth and how pretty she is, but her boobs are just as spectacular. And you know, the whole time she was on Downton Abbey, we had no idea she was wearing such coverage.
You're right.
And
it was
layers.
She had a beautiful face, but you had no idea what her rack looked like. That's why it was so fun when The Exception came out.
Yes.
And she did
what
this
a gift
scene.
To unwrap.
Yeah, yeah. No, I anyway, but now
number
there
nine,
is a pearl
man,
necklace
yeah.
on my computer screen after I looked at these pictures, but not on her. So yeah.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. So that's my 9th best boobs I saw this year in movies or television. Lily James in The Exception. Now number 8 is Natalie Emanuel in Game of Thrones. She's Khaleesi's handmaiden on Game of Thrones, and she's made a lot of guys' hands get moving, if you will. But Natalie Emanuel, that scene with Grey Worm where she stripped down, I put this in my top nude scenes of the year, but so many people that commented on these pictures were raving
myself
at
included.
Her rack. Raving at her rack. And those are real, by the way.
They are perfect. Perfection. I feel like if a woman was going to go to a plastic surgeon, she might bring in a picture of Natalie Emanuel and say, give me these.
Yeah.
They're just full enough on top that you know they're natural. Mm-hmm. They're nice and like just you can tell that they're heavy, but they're not super, super big. You know what I mean? But they're there's some fat boobies and I love them because she's such a slender, svelte, beautiful girl. They're perfect. And yes, this definitely, you know, it's like Game of Thrones. There's so much nudity, but this was like stand out. Wow.
Yeah.
She's breathtaking. And these are great boobs. Good eye scan. I love that. Number 8 for sure.
Well, I mean, so they're racktastic and she's number 8 on the list. Now, counting down the best boobs of 2017 that I saw in movies and television, this girl I love. If she was standing up, she probably would have gone lower on my list, but it's still such a hot scene. But it's Carly Ciortino on the Netflix series Easy, and it's that series I talked about on the podcast last week about these young people in Chicago aging into their 30s. It's sort of like hipsters grow up, and as you can see here, and get naked. And she plays an escort in this and takes clients in her huge lakefront penthouse apartment. And incredible body, giant natural boobs, and I gotta tell you, she's a new favorite of mine. I didn't know much about her until this Easy was released a couple of weeks ago on Netflix. And Andrea, those are real.
Yeah, and you know, she kind of looks a little bit to me like a little bit like Lady Gaga.
Yeah,
so
I was gonna say
to
that
know,
Lady Gaga yeah, with double
too.
D's, yeah,
with huge boobs like masturbating on her back. I mean, this would be the shot for you, but I know what you meant when you said, you know, if she were standing up, we may not be agreeing on this, and it's because they are natural. And in this position she's in on her back, they're so full, they're so wide, they're so pretty with like that rose pink areola and nipple. But it's like, I wonder what the hang factor would be, and almost if these might even be beaver tail titties if she were standing up.
Right. Well,
you know,
I
we
will
like
keep
them
you
all,
posted.
Though.
No, I'll keep you posted. And she runs a popular blog called Slut Ever, and she is it's cool. She's an author and hot and has big natural boobs. So she's number 7 on the best breasts I saw in 2017.
Amazing.
Now number 6, you probably don't know her. I would be amazed if you did. It's a Russian actress, but it was in a movie called About Love. Her name's Anna Chipovskaya, I think is her name. And
sounds
gorgeous,
hot to me.
Gorgeous upturned boobs, amazing shape, hefty, rosy pink nips make the whole package perfect. And Andrea, like, that is just fantastic breasts.
Okay, I thought number 8, I thought Natalie had, like, the perfect boobs. Okay, I rescind what I said, and I want to make another statement. If a woman was going to go to a plastic surgeon,
yep.
I mean, really? These are perfect, because they're like Natalie's, who's number 8, but they're bigger.
Yep.
They're bigger. And who doesn't want this? Because they still look completely natural. You know, they're super full and they have that just big squishiness to them, but they're not so high on top that one would think they're fake. I think maybe in clothing, people might think they're fake, or if she were wearing a bra, people might think they're fake, because that's how perfect they are. I mean, they're divine. Divine titties. That's the only way I can describe them.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I'm, I didn't know much about her either, and she's Anna Chipovskaya. The movie's called About Love. It came out in 2017, but this is one of the reasons MrSkin.com needs to exist, because we go through every movie and television show, and your average guy is just not going to know if something like this exists. So
there's no way.
That came in at number 6 as our best press, and believe it or not, Andrew, I got 5 more that I liked better. So
this is crazy. And I just want to make a comment about Russian actresses and models. You know, having been around a variety of adult actresses and models throughout my career in life, there's something, they're just genetically different like that. They have the biggest, best boobs on the planet. I don't know any other nationality that could come close to, like, Russian titties. They're fucking great.
No, that's great. That's
Ukrainian. Is that the same thing? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm ignorant when it comes to geography.
Yeah, but looking at her IMDb page, she definitely was born in Russia, Moscow,
okay.
And all her credits, including About Love, which I think translates from another movie. I mean, it translates in Russia. Is all her stuff is Russian, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So my Skinternational division, kudos to you for finding this movie and looking at these these amazing boobies. So
sharing them with us.
Yeah, no problems.
Now it's time for our CamStar Spotlight of the Week, sponsored by StreamMate, the largest live cam platform online. Today we're joined by pretty much 2 cam stars, because we have Emma and Eddie Lovett. How are you guys?
We're good.
We're so fucking awesome right
now. Coming on. Thanks for coming on our podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's our pleasure. It's pretty rare that we talk to a guy and a girl at the same time. So how did you guys start working together? What's your relationship status? Give us the lowdown on the Emma and Eddie tip. So, but you guys do work together, and you're not shy when it comes to your on-camera work.
I am a solo webcam model, and every now and then, like once or twice a year for holidays, I will feature Eddie if I feel like it.
Oh, okay.
He is the web guy, social media manager,
human
behind
dildo.
The scenes.
human.
Yeah, he uses me for my manly parts. That's it.
So you guys are working on some sort of documentary together. Can you tell us about that?
About our lives as a couple and as workers in the adult industry, and it's going to be for HBO, a full feature film coming out in 2020.
For
it's
HBO?
About life and career and relationships, correct. But for sure HBO.
Yeah, good for
That's
you guys.
Super rad. So Emma, you've been camming for quite some time, and you're a pretty big name in the camming kind of industry.
You.
Yeah, and let's tell people why. You're amazing. You're gorgeous. You're tall, 5'10", super slender, beautiful body, cute boobies. I mean, you've got it going on.
Thank you.
You should see her boobs now. They've actually been growing lately, so they're like fully grabbable.
Have you been watering them?
I don't know what it is.
I think it's hormones. I mean, she's been acting crazy. Her boobs are getting huge.
Well, yeah, that's usually an indication.
Yeah. Hey, Emma, for our listeners, could you describe, like, you know, MrSkin.com is obviously a celebrity nudity website. Is there a celebrity that you, when you're out, people say that you look like, just so you could kind of paint the picture for our listeners what you look like or who you look like?
Yeah, people tell me I look like Keira Knightley all the time.
Oh, nude in the jacket and Domino, of course, yes. Yeah, that's a great one, too. Keira Knightley is a gorgeous, gorgeous actress. That, and you
I think she looks like Olivia Wilde a little bit.
Kind of a combo? No
one. Oh, my gosh.
Like with the big jaw and stuff?
You can't go wrong with either of those.
I definitely see the structured jawline, but I think that Emma, like, I think you're a perfect blend of those two, actually, but and a look all your own. Wow. Super pretty. So what made you decide to start camming?
I was 19 and I had like an administrative assistant job and I lost my job because I was hungover one morning and didn't go to work.
Atta girl.
Been there.
Get it?
Yeah.
And then I had to pay rent in like 2 weeks and I was looking for jobs on Craigslist and Eddie stumbled across a webcamming job and I thought, okay, why not? And I tried it and fell in love with it ever since.
That's awesome. Now, I'm looking at your profile, and everyone can check her out. Just search Emma Lovett with two T's. You can't miss her. And I just want to bring this up because Mr. Skin is not in this kind of headspace of you like vegans.
I am a vegan, and I like
yes.
Vegans. Yeah.
I don't so does that turn you off, Mr. Skin? Because you're
no,
like, give me the meat.
No, it doesn't turn me off. It's just not you. My dietary habits, right?
So do you notice that like you connect more with people that have your same lifestyle and kind of outlook?
Yeah, I connect more with like people I have stuff in common with, like veganism and et cetera. I don't know. I really love animals. I'm really passionate about rescuing animals.
That's so sweet. Now, I have my own beliefs on this topic, but, you know, I'm plant-based as well. And a friend asked me, she said, are you vegan if you swallow? And what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, technically you're vegan. I mean, it's not a living creature just yet.
But the poor man is being exploited.
Yeah.
It's really like vital to a man's sexual energy and his being. Yeah. So yeah. If you're just like wasting his semen, that's exploitation.
But semen is healthy for a woman's skin. It's healthy to eat.
Yeah, and you're exploiting it. It should remain in his balls. You can use it for himself.
Okay. My stance is personally, if it didn't harm any animals, then it's fine. So if the guy enjoyed it, there's no harm done,
yeah,
right?
And as long as the guy yeah. consents, it's fine. Yeah,
yeah, Andrew, I'm a vegetarian.
We know that about you, baby. Yeah. Well, Emma, you are amazing. I love your personality. You got a little feistiness to you. And I would love to see you and Eddie do some stuff. When's the next time you guys are going to do something on StreamMate?
We're going to be camming together again for the Christmas special on the 24th, 25th, and 26th.
Oh, that's so awesome. Well, I wish you guys the best of luck. Everyone, check them out on StreamMate. It's been really fun talking to you. So I want to thank Emma. I want to thank Eddie. And again, to our sponsor, StreamMate, where you can interact with Emma Lovett and thousands of other sexy cam stars. StreamMate, serious fucking business.
Anyway, so number 5 on the list is a really amazing pair. It's Allison Brie and Glow. And GLOW stands for the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, the Netflix series. And the scene in the locker room, now it's a side shot, but what made these so good for me is you really appreciate her boobs from the side because you could see how they slope and then turn up. And people went nuts. In fact, this was in my top 10 nude scenes of the year, but so many guys were excited that Allison Brie did her nude debut. But the thing they were most excited about is how nobody knew. They knew she had incredible boobs, but nobody knew how incredible until they saw this.
You know, and it wasn't even the anticipation because we were all anticipating this and we were all like, when's Allison Brie going to show us the goods? When is she going to, you know, let them out in a project of hers? And they are so amazing. It's like, you know, they're not perky in the natural or the kind of the sense that we all think where they're just super round from the bottom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have a little bit of a hang to them, but they are so perky nonetheless. And I think it really comes down to the shape and the trajectory yes. of her areola and her nips. It's beautiful. There's like this beautiful little slope, and it's little. It's not like a big swinging slope like we've seen with the banana titties and this, that, or the other. It's like this is a teacup titty, but it's bigger than a teacup. She's got very unique boobs, and they're yes. very beautiful. And I think you are right. The side is the angle to see on these. You can see how full they are, but mm-hmm. now I'm dying to see them from the front.
Well, you know, people saw her on Community all those years, and that's what makes celebrity nudity so much fun. And makes it so exciting when a celebrity finally does their first nude scene, because people might know her from Mad Men, they might know her from Community, but when she got naked in Glow, we finally saw Alison Brie naked, and there was much rejoicing. So and her breasts were great. So that's number five on my best breasts of the year. And I moved down to number four, and this is another great reason that our website exists, because you'd never heard of Georgina Leeming. You've never heard
no.
of the show Virgin.
No.
But it's actually a TV, it's actually a mini series. And I forget what country, I think it's from France. And it's a French miniseries. And we stumbled upon this, my Skin International division stumbled upon this scene. And I got to tell you, look at that wreck. I mean,
dude.
Yes.
You know, here we are looking at the best breasts over 2017, and it's just like, I'm looking at one set, and I'm like, oh my God, these are amazing. They're perfect. They're beautiful. And I'm doing my best to describe them. And then you get Georgina.
Yeah.
Georgina, like blending the name of her and the project. You get Georgina Leeming
yeah.
with these knockout bombshell titties. It's like, these are bombs,
yes.
man. These are football titties, because they're not like that weird shape. They are just gargantuan.
Yes.
I don't even know, man. What would you say, like, Alexandra Daddario status?
Yeah,
or
I mean,
not
they're
quite?
Oh yeah, they're in that world. That's how good
they're
these
in that
are.
World, man.
Yeah, her name's Georgina Leeming. She's a British actress in a French UK miniseries called Virgin.
Wow.
We have this at MrSkin.com. I highly recommend you stop by and check it out. But it was just one of those I saw, and the second I saw, I was like,
they're
all right,
beautiful.
That's in the top five best breasts of the year, no question about it.
You know, and it's so funny, because it's like, I don't really ever get jealous of titties. I think if I were to be watching like a movie or a TV show and Georgina Leeming came up like this on my screen, I might be like, oh my God, they're better than mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, uh-oh.
No, hey, you know.
They're that good that yeah. it's making me like a little insecure looking at them. When does that happen, Skin?
Nope, you do not get insecure, but Georgina Leeming did it to you. So
wow.
Anyway, so that was the fourth best. Now, my third best boobs of the year are more in the C cup. Would you call these C's or B's? C's, B's?
C's for sure, because yeah. the way that they measure breast cup size is by going from the very outside over the nip to the inside.
Yeah, okay, and then she's definitely a C. Her name is...
So she's a C, yeah.
Yeah, I should point out, it's Emily Mead at number three in The Deuce, and she was... I remember her on HBO's Boardwalk Empire. She played a prostitute, and now she's on The Deuce.
A porn star.
Yeah, playing a porn... Well, playing a... Yeah, like a... She came off the... from Minnesota, got off the bus, and was doing... prostitution immediately. And anyway, she's a beautiful girl. She was a Midwest girl who gets picked up by a pimp at the Port Authority and starts hooking on 42nd Street in The Deuce. But her breasts, especially in the scene where she's wearing the little maid outfit.
French maid,
with the French
yes.
maid outfit, is so hot. And Maggie Gyllenhaal lotioned up those things. And I got to tell you, some of the best breasts of the year, she came in at number three, Emily Mead in The Deuce.
Yeah, not only are Emily Mead's boobs amazing, but if you like oil being rubbed on titties by another A-list actress onto
yes.
kind of almost like a, you know, Emily's been in a few things, but she's kind of a newcomer, you know what I mean? Definitely a nudecomer, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing. And yeah, they're what you think they would be for someone her age playing this character. Or wait, was she the actress that we discussed that actually she's much older and her titties are much younger? Does that ring a bell?
What do you mean much? What do you mean by that?
Like she's like 28 or something and her titties are like 18.
Oh yeah. She's the, yeah, exactly. Exactly. That is right. Like she's an older woman with younger boobs. Yes.
Even though she's like 28,
she's 28 with 18 year old boobs. That's a great description.
Yeah, I mean,
yes.
It's just phenomenal when the level of perk, because there's not a millimeter of hangover. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And that's what I typically think of when I think of perky titties, is not a millimeter of hangover from the bottom, and they're beautiful.
Yes.
She's gorgeous. I love this, and I'm a sucker for a French made outfit.
No, that's true, and it's yeah, it's great. So that's number three. Now, number two on my list, I'm a big fan, Andrea, of ski slopes where the boobs start down and then roll back up or slope back up. And one of the all-time ski slopers is Melinda Dillon in Slapshot, in bed with Paul Newman. The girl that was in bed, Hanrahan's wife in Slapshot, that's a famous, you probably have no idea what I'm talking about, but guys out there might remember that from Slapshot. She's the all-time ski sloper. But my number two boobs is a girl that another girl guys were anxiously awaiting her first nude scene. It's Michelle Dockery on the TV series Godless. And it's a Netflix series, and here's what's interesting. It's funny, we got a whole Downton Abbey theme, but she played Lady Mary on Downton Abbey. And
yeah,
so a lot of the so there's two girls in my top 10 that are from Downton Abbey, which is really weird,
so bizarre.
Yeah, but she's been trying to change, like, that she was like a real ice queen. Yeah, she was like an ice queen. And
She was a frigid bitch straight up.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. She did that. She's doing that TNT series Good Behavior, and she's like, she's a drinking detective on TNT. And then anyway, she does this Netflix series Godless, which is like a feminist Western, and we went through that and we're going nuts because there's a ton of great nudity. But the big thrill was seeing Michelle Dockery topless. Now, if you don't mind that little scar, there's an earlier incident where there's some rough stuff going on. Yeah, but see, that's
massive,
the thing is, that's not obviously a real scar, so you got to kind of disregard the scar down the center of her chest. But if you're just looking at the boobs, awesome, especially for an actress her age, and this, they slope down, slope up, they're perfect size, perfect shape. Just a big fan of Michelle Dockery, topless scene in Godless.
I mean, she's amazing. Another woman who's like super beautiful, super famous. We're like, show us the goods. And yeah, I'm doing a good job personally of disregarding the scar because I know it's not hers and it's just part of acting. But her ski slope titties make me want to hit the slopes. I'm like,
guess how old she is. Guess how old she is.
35?
Yeah, 36. So.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. I mean, yeah. I'm also really good at guessing women's ages by looking at their breasts, why Emily Mead, I had to mention, like, she's got 18-year-old titties, you know, because on a day-to-day basis, Skin, for years, I saw, you know, at minimum 6 boobs a day, just working at Playboy for so long.
True.
So I get really good at, like, deciphering titties, knowing how old a girl really is, because girls will lie and say they're, you know, 25, but we look at their driver's license and they're, you know, 38. So
that's great.
I got really good at looking at boobs and being like, I think I know how old you are.
Yeah. Well, she's beautiful.
What a skill.
And yeah. And not only did she do a great nude scene in Godless, but she had what I considered the second best boobs of the year. But Andrea, actress, well, she's not even an actress, she's a supermodel, and I always say that it's not fair when supermodels do nudity compared to actresses, because the fact of the matter is they're perfection. And the best boobs I saw, and you and I were raving about these when we talked about it on a previous podcast, is Chastity Simone, the supermodel who did that YouTube video. We're still not 100% sure what was going on, but she's just in her black panties walking around topless, and it's probably just like a behind the scene photo shoot thing, but these are top 5 I've seen at all time. Like, that's how good these boobs are.
You know, they are incredible. And this is why I'm so grateful for you and your show. I would have never known who she is. You know, we talk about you and your skin scouts finding all these different women in different movies and things, but it's like, really, truly, I need to drive home to the listeners how important your work is, because these are such incredible boobs. Like, it would be a shame to humanity if people didn't see these. And here you are. You have found this model who has blessed us with these glorious boobs. They are huge. They are round. They are luscious. It's like, I don't know if I've ever used the word luscious to describe titties, but you just kind of want to put your face in there and just, they look so soft and firm at the same time. And you just kind of want to take a bite out of them. I could stay there and play with her boobs all day. I don't think I could ever get bored with those.
Yeah. And I should mention she's a black supermodel who has this killer body, but just the most perfect huge boobs you've ever saw. And it really blew my mind. And the funny thing is, we still don't know the origin of this. It popped up on YouTube for like 3 days. Went nuts. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we know she's not a nobody. I mean, she has a huge following on Instagram. She's a supermodel, all that stuff. But it wasn't like you can't find information about this on IMDb or her social media pages or anything. It just showed up, and she's topless. She does have underwear on, but really amazing. So if you want to see the best breasts of 2017, come to MrSkin.com and search Chastity Simone, the model, and you will be very, very happy. Our best breasts of 2017.
You will be ecstatic. Because, I mean, this is now, we've talked about these boobs twice, and I can you hear the smile I have on my face right now? My cheeks hurt from smiling so much. Yes. It's like, these are amazing. Everyone needs to check these out. They are not to be missed. Chastity Simone, number one. You've done it again, Skin.
Wow.
You never cease to amaze me. Your eye is so damn good, because we saw so many, not that third eye, no, but we saw so many boobs this year.
Yes.
I mean, we were inundated with titties.
Skin inundated, yes. It was a great year in boobies, and this was a fun list. And just go to MrSkinPodcast.com if you want to see what we're talking about. But all these girls, of course, are at MrSkin.com.
I mean, I feel like I need to go take a cold shower. Titties, fun bags, boobs, you name it. Skin covered it. I don't even know what to do at this point. I'm so just like overwhelmed with titties. Titty overload. All right, guys, this was a fun one. And me and Skin will do it again next week. Take care.
You got it. Thanks so much, Andrea.
This concludes another skintillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.